Good morning. Happy Saturday. How's everybody doing? Come on in. Say hi in the chat. Won't y'all tell me where you're from? Haven't done that in a while. I am Coach Betsy, and I am from Little Rock, Arkansas. Y'all, we beat Corinne's Tennessee Volunteers last week. It was a miracle, speaking of Arkansas. So that was fun. I did have to send Corinne a little text on Saturday night after we won. Y'all let me know you can hear me in the chat and just say hi. All right, there you come in. Stephanie is in New York. Oh yes, Jean. All the fall festivals. Speaking of fall festival, I am headed to a fall festival in about 2.5 hours, called Harvest Fest we have here in town. I'm sure y'all have Harvest Fests or, something like that in your area. And I am volunteering at 12:30 for a few hours, couple of hours with my mom and my cousin, and we're helping out in the kids area. And they're painting pumpkins and all the things. So it is, and of course, it's going to be like 94 degrees here today. So, but last year, the Harvest Fest, it rained torrential downpour. They actually had to cancel the festival last year. So they're just happy they're having it this year. So, yep, all of that is in full swing here. Fall is here, y'all. It's fall, y'all. So, who is ready to talk maintenance? Okay, we got Wisconsin and Trisha's doing her fall cleanup outside. Oh, y'all, 60 degrees. That's amazing. Let me see what I was wondering exactly what I mean, it's only going to get warmer today, but it is currently, oh, it is, oh, it's 72. If only it would stay 72, high of 90 today. So, yeah, it'll be warm, but it usually stays warm around here until at least Halloween. We always want it to be cooler on Halloween, and it never is. So, or it rarely is. So it just takes a while to get cooler down here. Awesome. Janelle is, this is her first maintenance call. Kathy is off today. Christy usually does these maintenance calls. So she posted in the maintenance group, she is actually looking at wedding dresses with her future daughter-in-law today. So how fun is that? So I am filling in for her today. I hope y'all are okay with me today. I want to talk about kind of my experience in maintenance and, just kind of my journey. And I think it's definitely a journey. It's an ongoing journey of, a few little twists and turns. But I was excited to do this call because I do love to talk about maintenance. Jackie, I am in Little Rock, Arkansas. So, and Christy's actually not too far away. She's over in the Dallas area in Fort Worth. So we're all over here on the No BS team. We are all over the country, and then we've got Coach Lisa, who is in Canada, and I think she is celebrating Canadian Thanksgiving this weekend. So, all right. So here's what we're going to do today. We are going to I'm just going to talk a little bit about my journey in maintenance, and but y'all, this is an open coaching call, so I definitely want to talk about talk about maintenance on this call in terms of just, any kind of issue around maintenance. I actually listened to the first module of the Mastering Maintenance course because, just to kind of, remind myself of, and all that course is so good. And it's like, I mean, it is meaty. I mean, there are a lot of lessons, and it is an amazing, amazing resource inside of No BS, isn't it? And so, if you all are in maintenance, especially like Shelly, Jackie, Audrey, y'all, I want everyone to consider going through the maintenance course before you get into maintenance. Because here's the thing, let's not wait until, I mean, it's not like we earn, the maintenance course. When we get into maintenance, we actually want to think about this stuff in terms of what we want our goal weight to be, what we want our maintenance mindset to be ahead of time. Okay. So I just encourage you all, if you're, kind of finishing up a course and you're looking for another one to do, check out the maintenance course and start thinking. This is what we talk about with future self, right? Start thinking about your future self now, because let's not wait until we get there, because then we might be like, oh my gosh, I'm just sitting here scared to death. I'm going to gain the weight back, and I haven't figured out what I want my maintenance life and my maintenance mindset to look like. So you want to do it ahead of time. Okay. Annette says she is 2 pounds above her maintenance range and she got to maintenance over a year ago, but edged went my way just above, having issues trying to get back there. Annette, I would love to coach you. If you want to raise your hand, you are like the perfect coaching candidate for the maintenance call. So if you're in a place where you can get coached, I'd love to talk to you. Otherwise, I will, I'll do my best to, kind of coach you from, just, sitting here, but I'd love to kind of get some more information from you. So if you want to raise your hand, also y'all can put some questions in the Q&A. Okay. So, yes, I love that y'all are on this call, even if you're not in maintenance or even that close to maintenance, because yeah, you always get little tidbits, little nuggets from us. No matter where you are in your journey, right? And it's so much the same, right? We're just, we as coaches, we just say the same things over and over again, and give y'all the opportunity to hear them over and over again. And then it, at some point, it just kind of resonates with you. It kind of sinks into your bones, as I like to say. And that's how we just learn and grow and keep on going here in OBS. Okay. All right. So yeah, anybody who wants to raise their hand, y'all, I'd rather this not be like a short call. I do really want to coach a few of you all. And even if you're not in maintenance, but you're thinking about maintenance, you're thinking about what your weight range might be, I can coach y'all too. So just somebody raise your hand, please. Okay. All right. I'm going to talk about thank you, Allie. Okay, I'll coach you in just a second. So let me just tell y'all real quick kind of where I am in my maintenance journey. So gosh, it's almost been 10 years ago, which is kind of crazy town, but I lost my weight, 70 pounds back in 2015. And that's really what I call kind of losing my weight for the last time. That was when I did it. So that was in 2015. And I lost 70 pounds. And so I was, I don't even know what my highest, well, all for all time, my highest weight was 195. Never quite got to 200. I stayed, just hovering around 195, 192 for, a long time. This was years and years ago. Cause, I like to remind everybody I've lost weight twice with no BS. So, regains can happen. They're a normal part of, not normal. I mean, like, they can happen. They can be normal for some people, not everybody, but I'm just over here like I had a regain and I lost it again. And if you have, then you can too. Okay. So is that, I've been a part of the membership for a long time. So I lost my weight first in like 2011, something like that, 2012, and then lost my weight for the last time in 2015. And but y'all, 70 pounds got me down to about 130, 135, something like that. Well, y'all, that is not my maintenance range. That weight was not the lifestyle that I wanted. It wasn't sustainable for me in terms of what I was eating and drinking. Back then, I was doing no sugar, no flour, which was not sustainable for me long term. I am someone, I do not want to cut out any whole food groups and things like that. And also, my skin was hanging off of me. I looked pretty gaunt here in my face. I wasn't drinking at all. I wasn't having very much, sugar and desserts and all that kind of thing. And y'all, that is not the lifestyle I want to live. I want to have some drinks sometimes. I want to have dessert. I want to have a bun with my hamburger, all those things. And so when I lost the 70 pounds, then I had to kind of try out things. I had to try out my different weight ranges to see what was going to work for me and my lifestyle. And long story short, I got to about 145 to 155 as my range. And I maintained that range for several years, many years. And then someone was saying how they're like a couple of pounds above their range. And I got a couple of pounds above my range a few years ago. And I just kind of started hanging out there. And I, for a long time, was like, oh, I need to get back in my range. I'm in back in weight loss mode. Let me get back down to 145 to 155. And then probably in the last year or so, I just kind of was like, okay, what are we doing here, Betts? Like, we keep talking about how we're in weight loss mode. We're getting back to our maintenance range, but we're still not back there. We're like, I mean, I'm at around like 158, 159, something like that. And I was like, okay, if anything was okay, this is a question I ask my private clients a lot. I like to start out with, if anything is okay, because y'all, anything is okay. There are no rules, there are no have to's, there are no shoulds. If anything is okay, what do I want to do here? Do I want to really make a conscious, intentional effort to get back to 145 to 155? Or do I want to just stay where I am and have my range be around 155 to 162, something like that? I like kind of a 10-pound range because that gives you some room to move around. But y'all, I've just been hanging around like 157, 158, 159, something like that for quite a while. And again, if anything is okay, if there's no rules that I've got to go back to where I was, do I like this life? What do I like that life better in terms of 145 to 155? And what I came to with a lot of journaling, with just a lot of introspection and just asking myself that question over and over again, it was, I think I want to stay here. I don't think I want to be walking around with this like effort to lose more weight just to get down into this weight range where I was, that was just some numbers. And y'all, this is the thing, is that our priorities can change, our lifestyles can change. I'm in perimenopause and moving into full-on menopause. I'm living a life where I'm traveling a lot. I have chosen to eat in a certain way where I'm not cutting out whole food groups and things like that. Even though I'd already done that when I was at 145 to 155, but still, I just want a life where I'm not like, oh, still trying to get those few pounds off. Like, that's not the difference between where I am now and 145 to 155. Like, maybe there was one pair of pants in my closet that didn't fit, so I just got rid of them. I mean, that was it. And so that was the decision I made. And I love my reasons. I love my lifestyle. I love, being able to travel, being able to, do kind of spontaneous things and have some drinks on the weekends, maybe have a glass of wine, while we're cooking dinner during the week, all these things, have desserts I love, all these kinds of things. And so I just decided to kind of, like I say, I like to say, give up the ghost, give up the ghost of this 145 to 155 and just love where I am right now. And that is available to you too, no matter where you are, because there are no rules. You make up the rules if you want to have rules, but you make up, there's no rules. There's no outside rules that we have to follow. So yeah, so I've just been kind of living there. And again, I may sometime in the future reassess and want to do something different. That's the other thing, is that, nothing is set in stone. Nothing is for the re has to be for the rest of our lives unless we just decide it is. But right now, this is where I want to be, and I love it, and I love my reasons for it. And so I just want you all to think about, like, what do you really want and why? That's an amazing journal prompt for you all. If anything is okay. Okay, so that's what I want to offer to you all today. All right, let's do some coaching and see what we can see how we can help some folks today. So, all right, y'all. Allie, I've got Allie and Annette and anybody else who wants to get some coaching today. I'm here for it. Y'all, my bangs are a little funky. Okay. This is day two of my hair. Hello.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes. How are you?
Good. This feels so surreal. I've never raised my hand before.
Yay. I love it. I love the virgins, the coaching virgins.
I have like a bunch of I have like worksheets and notes in front of me to try to like keep myself track.
Okay. All right. We're good.
Okay.
I won't bark, I promise.
I'm really excited that you're here and talking to us today because I listened to your quick hits where you introduce yourself and even just you listening to your story earlier, it feels very similar to my own story in like where I started and then I did like the six I was very religious with like 16-8 fasting and then also like being very like low carb as I was like losing weight through like while doing the mindset stuff through No BS and lost like 45 pounds with that. Took a pause from No BS and then came back a year later and I maintained. But I was getting like sort of like creeping up again. So I was like, I don't know how to do this maintenance thing. Like I was very good at like the losing mindset and like it's either like I'm losing or I'm gaining. I don't feel like the maintaining part is like the part that's very hard like for me to think about. So I rejoined and have been trying to get back within like the lower end of my maintenance range. So I guess this is what I wanted to talk about is like that first like thinking about it in terms of a range as opposed to like that magical number. Because in my head I'm like, I'm literally at that magical number. And so I'm right and smack dab within my maintenance range. But in my head, I like really, and this is what I've been telling my accountability groups too. Like I really wanted to like, oh, I kind of like want to lose like another 5 pounds. Like I want my maintenance range to be like, 155 to 160 instead of 160 to 165.
Why? What
Yeah,
are your
that's
reasons you love for that?
the reasons that I love, and that's literally what I was trying to figure out
Yeah.
today. Like I was like, okay, what is my whys for like current maintenance range? And then if I wanted to get lower, because like 5 pounds, is that how much of a difference does that really make?
Yeah.
My whys, I don't know if this is gonna be like TMI or like weird reasons, but like I feel really silly. But like less chub rub. If anybody else can relate with that.
Like chafing, we're talking about kind of chafing and things. Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
just like
legit.
I've always been a person who needed to wear like the like leggings or
You're right.
legging shorts under skirts. And I love wearing dresses. And I'm just like, if I could be a person who could just like wear a dress, that feels like I've made it.
Okay. This is the thing, and this is such a good thing, right? Because it's like there are no reasons that are wrong or bad or too vain or too what's the word? Like, frivolous or whatever, right? They are your reason. So once again, it goes back to if anything is okay, and you can have any reasons you want, then that could be yours. Yeah. Yeah. What do you want to do? Okay. All right. Is that it? Is that
Well, I mean, I have other like smaller boobs. I've always had really big boobs. 34G right now would be really cool if I could be like a D. But I'm like, I don't, it's like, are these, but it's good to hear you say that there's no like frivolous reasons because those
Yeah.
feel like it's just sort of like vanity sort of things.
But like, it's your vanity, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's your body that you're living with day in and day out. And so like, this is where we kind of, kind of build a trust with ourselves and right, build like this, okay, I can want this, and anybody else can kind of have any opinion they want about it. But this is what I want for myself, or this is what I want to try. Because the other thing I wanted to kind of point out is that, we don't know for sure. Let me ask you, do you know for sure that, your boobs are going to get smaller and your, kind of your chafing is going to get a little bit better with 5 pounds?
I mean, who knows? I'm hoping. I was hoping that I would get a smaller cup size, like losing the 45 pounds. And it really, like, my band size changed, but my cup size didn't change like that much. So I was considering, getting like a breast reduction, and I'm like, well, if I could just like, maybe if I lost like another 5 to 10 pounds, because I've heard Corinne talk about like when she got to her lowest, then certain like body parts, like she could see like, oh, that's when like, I don't know, whatever it was, like my legs got smaller or something like that. And I was like, oh, maybe that's what it is for me. Maybe it's like another 10 pounds and like, I'll really feel and see the difference. And like, I will need to get like, stop thinking about getting a breast reduction, like, or something like
So
that.
this is where it's like, we don't know for sure, right? We don't know exactly what our body is going to do in 5 or 10 pounds. And so we want to say, okay, like, this is where, but kind of that is, that can kind of be a little tricky because, if like we, we get an urge to overeat, right? I mean, we're going to hear like, well, we're not even sure if this is going to change anything with our, so let's go ahead and eat, right? And we kind of keep playing with these, and we never actually get there. So for you, I think it's so important for you to do some journaling and like decide, okay, this is what I want to do. And this is why, because I want to try this weight and see what my body does, right? And like, and kind of just get it all out kind of in an honest, clear way where it's like, okay, there's no guarantee that my body is going to do these things, but I'm committed to getting into this range so that I can see what my body does, see if I like, see if I like this. And then at that point, I will reassess. I'm really big on like with decision making, any decision, you make a decision and then you also set kind of a reassessment date so that, then you can decide again, okay, I want to stay here. Nope, this isn't really working for me. I want to go back up. I want to go, down, whatever it is. But you're really clear on what you're deciding and why, so that there's not any, question. There's not any like, well, yeah, I'm trying to lose. So this is kind of where I was, where it's like, well, I'm trying to lose, but I kind of like it. I'm kind of fine with where I am. So, what are we doing here? Why do we really want to do this? And so it's really clear in your mind why you want to do this. And again, you're trying this weight, this weight that you're going towards. And then you'll reassess at that point and see what you want to do after that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That help?
Like the reassessment date sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
The other thing that I feel like is connected with this is like, once I made this decision, like once I rejoined No BS a couple months ago, and I was like, okay, I'm like in losing weight mode, not like maintenance mode anymore. I started to notice that I have these like little, like I call them like mini binges almost. Like I just, periods of where I'm just really overeating. Like I know I'm doing it, and I'm just like, something sort of clicks to my mind, and it's usually towards the end of the week. And as I've been going through this, like the no excuses stuff, I think I'm connecting it to, and I'm curious what you think about this, is like almost like fear of not being able to like get to that lower weight and then maintain it.
Yeah.
I've never been able to get there and like stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never connected like those two things before.
Yeah. So how could it make sense that you, when you think about, kind of losing and not, and, and that fear comes up, that you would binge?
It makes sense. I think because I'm like that, the excuse or the thought of like, I'm never going to be able to eat these things again, or I shouldn't be eating these things. I think that comes up a lot. Like, it makes sense that in the past, I was fairly low carb and like really trying to restrict, like do like time restricted eating. And so it almost became like a game of like, how could I restrict or how long could I go without eating in the morning? And so if I like go over a little bit, like if I allow myself like a little bit, then it's almost like, well, might as well just like take advantage of this time and go for it. And almost like, you know, I'll start again to not start again tomorrow, but or just like, you know, just almost just like gets into that mindset of like, well, you're doing it, so might as well do
might
it.
Might as well. We actually that's called might as well thinking. So that's how normal it is. So yes. Okay. So we've got some restriction going on. And by the way, I want you to listen to my binge call that I did this week, where we talked all about that and talked about permission and what permission looks like and kind of how it's the opposite of restriction. But going back to kind of why it's normal, like, here's the thing: you have made you getting to, you know, this new goal weight, you've made that a scary place to be. So of course you're overeating, because it's like, well, we don't want to go over here to this scary place. Let's just stay where we are. Right. And so this is what I want this journaling to do, is to really help you build this place of, okay, when I get to this place, why, you know, how am I going to, first off, I'm just trying it, right? I'm just trying it. It's not like it's set in stone that I have to stay there and have to maintain that weight, right? You know, I talked about how I got to a place and I couldn't maintain that weight. I didn't want to, you know, live that lifestyle. So we wanted to kind of take some of that fear away, because yeah, you're always going to kind of, you know, we kind of call it sabotage, but it's just like, you're staying safe. It's like being over here and not being sure that doesn't feel safe. So let's stay where we are. So that's how these binges really make total sense. But then it also sounds like there's some kind of restriction mindset going on as well, in terms of, and when I say restriction, I mean, it sounds more like mental restriction, that whole, I shouldn't be eating this, kind of vilifying foods. That's what we call mental restriction, kind of judging yourself for eating these foods. And that's always going to lead to more eating and more binging, because it feels crappy when we're judging ourselves, and we're going to be constantly looking for relief from that with food. So it's this cycle that just kind of repeats itself. But I'll talk more about that in the binge calls.
Okay. Yeah. Great. I'll listen to that for sure. How do you,
yes.
like, I'm curious, like, one more question for you. How do you, I understand like the mental restriction part. And I feel like in my head, it is connected to the like physical restriction, just like how hungry I'm feeling. And there's sort of almost like a tipping point of like, I've waited too long, and then I just like it just it,
okay.
it's like when the trigger happens. But how do you, like, you have to be hungry in order to lose weight. Like, there is a certain amount of hunger that I, in my head, I feel like you just, I mean, that's what we're doing. We're like restricting our calories. I know restriction is different than like, you know, eating healthier, healthifying foods, but
So this is where it's like, you know, what we teach in OBS is that you want to eat most of the time, you know, this is never like 100%, most of the time you want to eat at the first whispers of hunger. So for you, I really want you to ask yourself and be honest with yourself, is that what I'm doing? Or am I, again, this is physical restriction 101. If you are letting yourself get more than, you know, whispers of hunger on a consistent basis, your body is like, we're not sure she's going to keep feeding us. We're not sure we're going to survive. So we're going to keep overeating to be sure we make up for these times, right? These times of, you know, famine. So that is why we always want to practice eating at, you know, when we just have these first whispers of hunger. So what comes up for you? What do you think that you're doing that most of the time? Or do you think that you're waiting a little bit longer before you eat?
I think when I first hear that whisper of hunger, because I know I will, like, the thought will pop up like, oh, I probably I'm like feeling a little bit hungry, or like I'll check the time and be like, oh, how close am I to lunch? Like it'll start to be like a distraction point. That's sort of like the first signal. And when I get there, I just sort of I try to check in with myself and just be like, well, could I wait? Like, could I wait a little bit longer? Like, especially if it's like, you know, if it's like 11:30, I normally eat at like noon. I'm like, well, you know, just like it's a, we're almost to noon, so let's just wait till noon. So yeah, that's sort of like my process is like I do try to check in, but then I'm like the next thought is always like, well, could I wait another, you know, half hour, hour? Like how hungry am I
And
really?
so in that half hour, you know, if you do wait a half hour, how do you feel then in your body? Is it, you know, how do you feel then in terms of,
Yeah, I think
you
I'm just,
okay, or are you like, no, we need to eat now?
yeah, like no, like we need to eat now. Like not all the time, but like I feel like by the time I am eating, I'm just like I really have to make sure, like remind myself constantly, like eat slow, because if you eat too fast, I feel like if I'm eating too fast, then it's kind of like a sign I've probably waited too long, right? Yeah.
So
So
that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that there are some of the time you're waiting too long to eat. Because if we get to a point on a consistent basis, I need to eat now, you know, it's like, how's that working for us, right? It's just, I don't know, it didn't work for me, right? Because it was just, there was always kind of this underlying fear of, oh my gosh, are we gonna, you know, we need to make sure we get food in, right? It just, and so I think I want you to start listening for those, like, can we wait a half hour, and really starting to question that, right? It's like, is this the time that Betsy and I talked about this? Is this a time where I could just go ahead and give myself permission to eat and it be okay? It'd be okay. Because this is how we build safety with ourselves around food and like ensuring to ourselves and our bodies that we are going to give it food when it needs food. And really, the first whisper of hunger is the sign that we want to eat then most of the time. Okay, this is again just how we build safety with our bodies. Okay, and avoid that physical restriction. But we have all this diet mentality and like, you know, I mean, and we do say, I mean, a little hunger is okay. I mean, if you're in the middle of like a doctor's appointment, right? You're not going to run out and, you know, eat right then, right? That's where you practice feeling a little bit of extra hunger. But if there's not anything that's preventing you from eating, I want you to practice just a little bit more of eating in response to those first whispers of hunger, just to help build safety with yourself. Okay.
Okay, great. Yeah,
Does that
sounds good.
help? All right. Amazing questions. I'm so glad you raised your hand. You did a great job.
Thank
All the
you.
things.
Thank
All
you for your
right.
help.
Talk to you later. All right. Bye. So good. Yes. Good, good. I'm glad this is helping y'all. Okay, Miss Annette. This one for my bangs is driving me crazy. Right. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Good. What's going on?
Well, I have I'm just over my maintenance range, and I have been for the last 6 months, and I just keep working towards getting back into it, and I just haven't been getting there.
Okay, why?
And
Like, what's been preventing you from getting there?
I just kind of went back into snacking.
Okay.
And before I just wasn't snacking. I've always had this eating before bed, and the whole way down I ate before bed. And I really want to be somebody that doesn't eat before bed, but that's a whole different. I can get into maintenance and hold it eating a little bit before bed.
Okay.
That's the whole habit thing between me and
Okay.
my. Anyway, but to me, I want to get down because to me, it's a slippery slope. If I think, well, it's okay to be 2 or 3 pounds over, well, then the next 2 or 3 pounds is okay.
Well, here's the thing. You mentioned the slippery slope, and I have to have to go on to my little spiel about the slippery slope. There is no slippery slope, y'all. There is a series of choices, one after another after another, because we don't want to call it a slippery slope because that implies that you're not in control of your choices, but you absolutely are, right? So basically what happens is we make one choice, you know, like, hey, let's just have a snack after, you know, after dinner, right? Or whatever. Well, we did that last night and we're kind of okay. So let's do that again. Like, let's just do it again. I mean, we'll kind of, you know, we'll kind of cut it out next week or whatever. We'll start again on Monday. That is what a slippery slope really sounds like in our minds. It's choice after choice after choice. I don't say that for you to beat yourself up. I just say that for you to just be honest with yourself, right? Where it's like, okay, what happens is once I start making some choices, I keep making some choices, right? And that's what happens. And so, but that's good to know because now we can just like, okay, do I want to keep making these choices or not? And what can I do to, I mean, you said you want to, I mean, you know, it sounds to me like it's a simple fix. If you just cut back on the snacking at night, you're back in your maintenance range. Am I right?
I started snacking in the afternoon.
In the afternoon. Okay.
It's the 3 o'clock. And so I eat the same things every day for breakfast and lunch. I eat a lean cuisine every day at lunch. And when I was losing weight, that lean cuisine, I would actually leave 2 bites behind on a lean cuisine.
Okay.
And I wouldn't snack in the afternoon. Now, I always had an urge at 3 o'clock.
But you weren't physically hungry.
And I wasn't eating.
Okay.
And I kind of got past that. Now, I would drink some water and I would start getting busy doing something else and I would just wait till something. And now it seems like, no, you're hungry. Well, I eat the whole lean cuisine, which I know some people are like, that's not even a meal. But anyway, I eat the whole thing and I'm still hungry and I drink my water. And it's like I'm still hungry.
And you are still physical, you're having physical signs of
Yeah,
hunger.
my stomach growls. That means I'm hungry.
Okay, let's back up to lunch with the lean cuisine. Are you at enough? Because this is where we can sometimes kind of get like our brain can kind of habituate to like, well, this. You know, this is a serving, so I'm eating all of it. And, you know, like even if we're not, you know, and we're not checking in with our body as much. So are you stopping at enough with a lean cuisine or are you just eating the whole thing every day? And
I
not
think
really checking in?
I just eat the whole thing and I'm done.
And
I
how
don't.
does your body physically feel? Are you at enough?
I mean,
Or
I'm satisfied. I don't sit and wait for the sigh and my nose runs when I have to get up and go get a Kleenex. That's where I know that
Okay.
I never bring
Because
the
I mean,
Kleenex close to the table because
yeah, my nose
I
runs too when I'm actually during like while I mean, not when it's not an enough sign, but it's like my nose just starts to run when I'm eating. I don't know if I'm like not breathing or eating too fast or something, but yeah, I've been noticing that lately.
usually when
So.
I do the sigh and then it's like my nose starts running, I have to get up and go get it.
Okay.
And
Okay.
then I quit because I'm away from the table anyway. I just pick up my
Well, let
table.
me ask you something. Let me ask you this. I mean, we could, you know, I mean, different lean cuisines may have kind of different, you know, may make a difference. But like you're eating, it sounds like you're eating more than you have in the past. And then you're still getting hungry. And then before you were actually eating less of the lean cuisine and you weren't getting hungry. So how does that make sense at all?
It doesn't to me.
Okay. So, and yeah, it kind of doesn't to me either. So this is where we just kind of like, you know, our bodies can change, right? Our bodies can need more food in some seasons of life than others? I mean, let's not, you know, kind of just stay in confusion about this. Let's just say, okay, we're going to just start experimenting with maybe really listening to our bodies when, you know, after we eat lunch, and really make sure we are good and satisfied, because a meal that is eaten to enough should last you at least 3 to 4 hours, if not more. So that's where I think you should start with it, in terms of, you know, and like, if you aren't sure you're satisfied, is there something else that you could eat so that you could get through the afternoon without getting hungry?
No, and I had thought about, well, maybe I should eat a little more. Well, then it's like, I was just listening to call it. So, well, you're not going to overeat now, so you don't later.
But are you really overeating?
You know, and that was like, so, you know, it was always enough before.
Yeah, but okay. But this is where we have to remind ourselves that our bodies are not, somebody called it, our bodies are not vending machines. Even a vending machine, the prices change on a vending machine, right? Our bodies are not robots. We're not robots. We're not computers, right? We can't just, you know, our bodies don't stay the same. And if we kind of forget that, then we think we're somehow broken, or this is all so confusing and all this kind of stuff. It just may be that a lean cuisine is just not doing it for you anymore. And let's experiment and see what else it, you know, can work for you, right? That's where I want you to go, where it's like, okay, if you get to the end of that, you know, I want you to listen. I mean, it's something you could do. Is you could actually really experiment with the halftime method, and you could just like do like half or two thirds of the lean cuisine and really just get to know your body as you're eating this thing. And then, you know, you can always have more of it, right? You can always finish it, but it's just, I think it's time for you to really like become this expert on your body and what is enough for you. And it's not, you know, It may be all the lean cuisine and a little bit more food. It may be just the lean cuisine. It may be less than the lean, you know, than the whole lean cuisine. Right. But this is a time where it's like with these kind of measured out foods, where our brain can be like, well, this is what we need. This is what our body needs every day. And especially if you're eating something every day, it's this habituation that our brain kind of goes into, but it's not true all the time. Right. And if you're getting hungry in the afternoon, it means something needs to change. Now, the other option is that, I mean, if you get hungry in the afternoon, you know, eat, right? Like my thing is a handful of almonds. Like it's a boring snack. Yeah. Make your snacks boring.
And that's what I have been eating. Almonds are my go-to thing.
Okay.
Anybody that has seen me before, almonds are my thing. So I've been eating almonds in the afternoon. Yep. And I don't hold it to one handful though.
Ah, okay. No, so my almonds, measure them out every single time.
You know,
I am not going to trust myself with, you know, out of a can or out of a, you know, I mean, I don't measure a lot of my foods, but nuts is one of them.
Because I grab a handful. Yep. And then it's like, but I have this really small hand. I've been told you have really small hands. Well, I take that to an all new level.
Interesting. Interesting.
I have
so for you, hand. It may help you, right? Most nuts are a quarter of a cup. I mean, and when I said handful, I really meant a quarter of a cup. I mean, I literally get a quarter of a cup measuring cup, and I measure out my almonds.
You know, and it never occurred to me to measure out my almonds.
Okay. And you can, you know, you can measure them out ahead of time and put them in baggies, you know, so that for sure you have the, you know, you have them ready to go. But that's, I mean, that may be it, Annette, right? I mean, where it's like, because I mean, we want to eat when we're hungry, but it's like.
And generally, even if I'm hungry after the first two bites of anything, you know, that takes away the hunger.
Okay.
And then, you know, I'd never quit after the first two bites.
Well, but absence of hunger. Here's the thing, though. This is what a lot of people kind of miss or Misunderstand. Absence of hunger is not enough.
Yeah. And
Because
I
we
don't,
want to also
I
be
know
sure
that.
we're not under eating, right? It's
I always
like,
wait for that sigh, except
yes.
for lunch. I mean, I just eat my lean cuisine and I'm
Okay.
like,
So that's kind of what I want you to get curious about, right? It's like, it sounds like you're just kind of mindlessly eating the whole lean cuisine, you know, or just not as mindfully eating
right.
the whole lean cuisine, right? And so it's time for you to be like, okay, I'm really going to check in. Do I need this whole thing? Do I need maybe need a little bit more? And you can add the nuts onto the lunch. You know, I mean, nuts are not only like a snack food, right? Or you can add something else. Some people were saying they add, you know, a little bit more protein, a little bit more veggies to the lean cuisine. I used to do that with frozen meals, never like lean cuisines, never. I mean, I was hungry like an hour later, and so I would add some extra protein to it. But you know your body and you know what you need, but it takes some experimentation, right? This is where we got to be open to being the scientist and really figuring this out. And it's worth it. It's worth the, you know, the time if it's this important to us, right? If we really want to figure this out.
Because I went a week, yeah, I got my habit tracker here.
Yeah, awesome.
I went a week with no midday snacking, no bedtime snacking, which is a big thing for me. And I lost 2 pounds.
Okay. So you know that, you know, I mean, again, we want to, you know, give ourselves enough food, right? But you also know that this it's the snacking that we need to look at,
Yeah.
right? For you to get back into. So let's talk about what about the evening snacking? Are you ever physically hungry for that, or is that just grab assin? All right. So what works for you? You said you went a week without doing it. What works for you with that in terms of not doing it?
Well, the bedtime is a habit from when I was a kid. My dad, and people have heard this before, but my dad, he didn't have food when he was young. His mom died, and his dad, they just didn't have any money. They didn't have food. And so it was his thing that his kids were never going to go to bed hungry.
Okay.
So we had to eat something before we went to bed.
Okay.
I don't care if we just had a 9-course meal
Okay.
half an hour before that. We
Okay.
were going to eat something before we went to bed.
Okay.
And so before you go to bed, you get up and you eat something.
Okay. So you know where this comes from. There is no mystery here, right? You know where this habit comes from, and that, you know, that's really kind of anything that we experienced as a child, right? We want to remind ourselves that, like, that I always say it's the first thing in, so it's going to be the last thing out, right? It's going to stay inside of us, where it's like, okay, if this is what we did as a child, this is how we stayed safe. This is how, you know, this is what our parents taught us. So we'll probably always have some of that inside of us, and that, you know, it'll just come back every once in a while, and we can remind ourselves, oh, I know what's going on here. And actually, I'm safe. I'm safe now. I can take care of myself. This is how my dad thought he was taking care of us, right? Or how he was loving us. And I know how to love myself, you know, in a different way now. But it sounds like you are aware of all of that, and you know that you can be okay without
I
having
used
it.
to say, Dad, if I wake up hungry, the kitchen's like 500 feet from here. I can go get something to eat. He said, no kid of mine is going to go to
Okay.
bed hungry.
And
No.
that voice, right? His voice you may just never not hear his voice, right? You want to hear his, but that's how he was loving you, right? That's how he was loving you and protecting you in his way. And
Yeah,
so you want to hear that.
food was
Yeah.
his language. It
Yes.
just always was because he
Yes.
didn't have food.
Right.
And
Right. And so
yeah.
that's why it makes so much sense, right? And you can say, I hear you, Dad. And I'm okay. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for
Thank
that, and
you.
I'm okay. Something
Yeah.
like that. Yeah.
And so, you know, for a while there, I was just grabbing a few nuts and saying, this one's for you, Dad.
Yeah.
And,
Okay.
you know, and I could just, you know, tell him, I hear you, Dad, and I'm not gonna go to bed hungry, Dad.
Yes.
You
Yes,
know.
exactly. I'm okay. I'm okay, Dad. Yes. That's what I want you to kind of work on is like, what do you want to tell your dad? Because I mean, you may hear his voice every single night, forever. It's like, what do you want to tell him to kind of reassure him that you're okay? That you're okay. And have that little conversation. And so it could be even like when you get in bed, if it's just, if you're really just kind of getting in bed at that point instead of eating, it's like, Dad, we're in bed and we are safe and warm and good. And I love you and good night. Something like that. Okay. So, all right. All right. So you've got kind of a good plan moving forward to do some experimenting and practicing. And I think you're gonna learn some good stuff and then you're gonna be on your way. Because it's just these snacks that are kind of holding you back. Okay. All
I'll
right.
experiment with that.
All right. Awesome.
Let me
All
know
right.
in the
Keep us
afternoon.
posted. All right.
All right. Thanks, Betsy.
Okay. See ya. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. Let's see. Anything else before we jump out of here? I've got a call at the hour, so I've got to get out of here. But does anybody else have any other questions? Or Shelly said she had the same thing. All right, Sue, let's do you real quick. Shelly had the same thing, midnight snack. You're not alone in it. All right. Hey,
Hey there.
what you got?
Well, I wasn't sure if I was going to raise my hand, but since you have time, I'll raise
Okay.
my hand. So, I have lost 70 pounds. Within the last year, I've probably gained about 10 of that back. And I am working on the excuses piece because I've been using the excuse of I needed to move my mom from Michigan to Virginia, where we live, to into assisted living.
And what does that, I mean, and what does that have to do with your weight gain, though?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm aware of that.
Okay. Good. Good.
I am
Okay.
aware of that.
Okay.
But probably, and I'm working on that piece of it. Probably the bigger piece, the thing that I'm struggling with more is that like this, the 70-pound weight loss, I actually had maintained that for probably 2+ years. And so like this morning I was at 206. I have forever had this like goal in my head that I need to be at 150. And when I look at and do like future self work of like, what do I want my life to look at like and everything else? I mean, my life actually looks very much like I want it to look like. I'm a retired physical therapist. We in 2021 we moved from to Northern Virginia and we're like super close to our two adult daughters and all four of our grandchildren. And I'm in a position where I'm not having to work outside the home right now. And so like I go to quilting things because I love to quilt and I hang out with friends and I mean I do the things that I want to do and
You are living your goal life.
I am. And yet there's this hanging in my brain that I still need to lose this additional weight and get to 150.
Why? Why?
That's why I raised my hand because you need
Okay.
to
Well, I mean,
tell
does
me that.
anything come up when I say why? Or, I mean, and if nothing comes up, there's your answer.
There's a part of me that if I don't do it, if I don't get there, I feel like I'm failing.
But that's a totally optional, right? Because probably that 150 is coming from just bullshit diet mentality, diet trauma, some, grins at around 150, I know, right? Like, I mean, we just hear 150 a lot of times, as, maybe you saw something in the doctor's office, right? It's like, is there anything behind that that is important to you?
Well, there's, so my mom is 92. The number on the scale has always been, like, I was raised that the number on the scale is like the be all end all.
Okay.
And, so, and even still 92, I take her to doctor appointments and of course they weigh her and I get monthly calls from the assisted living and, you know, this is where her weight is and her vitals and everything else. And she frequently remarks about, oh, I'm so pleased. I've been able to maintain my weight and I've been able, you know, and the number on the scale is great. And I have my entire adult life until March of this year, I have never lived closer than 6 hours away from my mom. Mm-hmm.
I now
live 20 minutes away.
Okay.
And am the primary caregiver, basically, other than assisted living. But, and so I'm hearing it a lot.
Yeah. And so it makes sense, right? That it's kind of front and center.
Yeah.
And that gives you an amazing opportunity every single time it comes up to say, all right, I hear you 150. Mm-hmm. Like, thank you for your suggestion that's where I should be.
Okay.
This is where I want to be. And this is why.
Yeah.
Every single time, over and over and over again, maybe for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Like,
there is, when you ask about why, there is a piece of me that I know that I would have less inflammation in my body. I do have two autoimmune diagnoses and I know that carrying less weight is going to, is going to be decreased inflammation, decreased stress on joints.
But again, that, like, you didn't come straight out with that, which tells me, like, yeah, probably so. But is this, I mean, you know, like, that doesn't mean that we're failing now, right? You told me this, like, amazing life that you're living. Like, okay, is it important enough? It's absolutely an option. Okay. You know, kind of like I was coaching the first person about, you know, like, let's go there. I mean, you know, we can go there and try it out and see.
Right.
But is that what we really, is it that important to us? And if it's not, that's okay. Right. When I said if anything is okay.
Yeah.
This is where it's like less, you know, less weight is not always better. It's all about this life we want to live.
Yeah.
And there are priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things that, you know, would be nice, but they're not a priority right now. Here's the other thing, you know, this is where we go back to nothing is set in stone. Maybe in a couple of years, you might be like, hey, you know what? Yeah. I really want to go for this. My inflammation is kind of ramping up or whatever, right?
It's right.
But is that what you want now?
Right. And I think, you know, as you're saying that, you know, the thought that's coming to my brain is that I don't think that I have not thought that it's okay for me to not be at that weight.
Okay. So that is your work right now. And I've got to run here in a minute, but that is your, what I want your homework to be right now is, could it be okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right. How is it not failing? How is it actually success? How is it something in the middle that I decide that this is where we just open ourselves up to something we never thought could be possible, right? That we never thought, we haven't questioned, you know, until now, right? This is where I want you to just open up. And I always like to say kind of the door is kind of cracked open. There's some light coming in,
right?
But it's not real wide yet. But let's just explore that. Could it be okay that I decide I want to be here? Is there any way that could be okay? Or, like, you could even start with, could that be okay for someone else? Sometimes it helps us to kind of open up to that first.
Yeah. Of course we could.
Okay. So like, yeah, I mean, just immediately we're like, oh yeah, it's fine for somebody, but for me, you know, so that's what I want you to just kind of open up to at this point. And then, we'll go from there. Okay.
Okay. Right. Can I, as I work on some of this through journaling stuff, can I like tag you and ask coaches about this?
Or in, you know, in our maintenance group. I mean, I think it'd be really helpful for a lot of people in the Facebook group or in Ask Coaches. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes. All right.
It. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, y'all. Let's see. I'll take you back down. Okay. All right, Mary, I need to run too. So, all right, y'all, this was so much fun. I love talking maintenance. And, but Ask Coaches is there for you. The maintenance Facebook group is there for you. Just let us know if you have any questions or want to do anything further with any of the stuff we talked about today. It's just really good stuff. And of course, we have a maintenance course. Okay, y'all. All right. Take care. Have a great weekend. Yes. Live your best lives. That's it. All right. Bye, y'all.